Keep up, please, and follow me. Quickly now, come on. Come on.
Don't dawdle. Hurry up!
I will quickly discover the truth of all this.
Quickly! Follow the trail!
Move it up! Hustle it up! Quickly!
All right, as you can tell from the intro, the theme of this will be speed and trying to get through things quickly. Now, that does not mean that the theme of this is for me to talk as quickly as possible, although I have been accused of that in the past. Rather, the idea is to give you highlights. And as you can tell from the title, this is preparing you, for those highlights. So this could be a little rough around the edges. This is a new setup from things we've done in the past. And I say we. It's just me in an empty chair across from me with a clipboard and a water and a coffee and five sheets of paper and a computer. Other than that, it's just me and the other voices in my head. So hopefully post-production will take out all the random space heaters and banging around that I will be doing as we go through this. But what am I priming you for? Priming you for a look at systematic theology. I have very few passions in life. I am mostly a hermit. But one of the things that I'm very passionate about is making sure people understand biblical theology in a holistic manner. Too often we see theology in like bits and pieces. And it's part of the reason why we have such weirdness that we have in Christianity is because people don't actually think through what their biblical theology means when they're interacting with their doctrine of God, which doesn't actually impact how they view humanity. So you get all these little, cut up pieces. It's like a butcher shop. You end up with all of these little pieces of meat, and you don't recognize where they come from. You just know that they're a steak of some kind. What we're going to try to do is put the cow back together, and this analogy just got really weird. But, you know, it's going to work. We're going to do this. We're going to try to put the critter back together so that you can see how the parts fit together in a whole. Now, I do not want you to lose the forest for the trees. So what we're going to try to do is go through this in chunks that are bite-sized, basically. So break up some of the larger doctrines into smaller pieces so that we can go through them in a chewable fashion. I'm dying on the hill of this food metaphor here. I know I am. So trying to keep everything into that 10 to 15 minute range to give you the main ideas so that you can get an understanding of what's going on. And I even have a willing volunteer who's going to listen to these before you have to listen to them and ask all the questions that hopefully you're having as well. And then the goal will be to go back through these doctrines in a longer format, answering the questions and making sure that we flesh out any places where I was unclear as I tried to compress it. I know that could be complicated, but you can skip that part, in all honesty. The goal is to just give you, again, for all of these doctrines, a primer so that you know what they are, what the highlights are, and if you don't want to listen to the longer version, fine. I'm not going to argue with you. I'm not going to yell at you. But you will also have at least a working knowledge so that if you on your own go digging into them later and hunting around, or you hear someone else throwing some of these terms around, you will be in a position to actually understand it and be able to do some evaluation. Because again, we're called, Romans 12, to be a thinking people, evaluating the things of the world. And that requires us to understand some of these things. So what are we going to do? Well, if I've numbered this out correctly, it's probably going to be in the high teens as far as number of little chunks that we can go through. So I say probably because I haven't broken them all down. I've just kind of looked at these in quick succession. I have a few of the early ones marked out so I can tell you more about that. But so things like scripture, bibliology, the doctrine of your Bible, theology proper, the doctrine of God, anthropology, the doctrine of humanity, Christology, the doctrine of Christ, pneumatology, doctrine of the Holy Spirit, soteriology, the doctrine of salvation, ecclesiology, the doctrine of the church, and eschatology, the doctrine of last things. And yes, we have done stuff like this before, but this is one of those things that, again, people just don't put together. And I'm not picking on you. I do the same thing because this is humanity's struggle, as we too often get into our little box on things and we don't put them all together. So we're going to try to put them all together. So in next couple of weeks, at least, coming out, bibliology, understanding what actually Scripture is, defining it, understanding what the bounds of Scripture are, so the doctrine of the canon, and then understanding what the nature of Scripture are. Now, those are going to be three individual little looks. They're going to be short, like I said, 10 to 15 minutes. But you put them together, you've got now a full-orbed understanding of the doctrine of your Bible so that you can think through it logically and then move forward from there. Same thing with the theology proper, the nature of God, the work of God. Same thing with humanity, the nature of humanity, the function of humanity, the person and work of Christ, the person and work of the Spirit. Definitions of, well, the definition of salvation, soteriology, the nature of the church, the role of the church, the government of the church, all this sort of fun stuff. And then we'll get to the end of eschatology, and you guys can yell at your phones or whatever you listen on, because we'll get through all the disputed stuff as well as looking at some of the essentials. And I figure if we do this, we can see how these doctrines fit together and make sense of them in the whole as we look at them in little pieces. So you put the pieces together, you have a full-orbed, robust understanding of Christian theology, and something that you can hopefully listen to, like, on your way to work or, you know, when you're driving to the grocery store or whatever. So that's the plan. That's what we're going to do. Well, excuse me as I lose my voice. I will try to make sure these are marked clearly so you can find them again later as they come through, whether or not they're the abbreviated one or the extended one. And if nobody else has fun doing this, I will have fun doing this. We'll have some Bible references. We'll have the big fancy theological terms that we will define, hopefully, as we go through this. And at the end of the day, I will have fun. You will learn something, and the kingdom will be blessed. So that's the plan. That's what we're going to try to do moving forward. Until we get dove into this, read your Bible. It'll do you good. Bye.